All right, I'm Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as the Educational Series for Networking Mastery. So hello and welcome to our November Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call powered by Exceptional Connections. These calls highlight our monthly Exceptional Connections speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. We have people from Virginia on our line as well. So we are very thankful that Sarah Frank was the featured luncheon speaker at our Tuesday, November 14th Exceptional Connections Luncheon. All in attendance were inspired by her talk, How to Make Social Media Work for Your Business. So with the spirit of Thanksgiving weekend at our back, it's my pleasure and great honor to introduce Sarah as the presenter of our Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call today that's being offered to our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. So to set the expectation with everyone on the line, Sarah has generously agreed to share with us her creating a content strategy for social media talk for the next 20 or 30 minutes. She'll then open up the call for Q&A with a plan to end before 1 p.m., so be sure to stay on the line until the very end, as we'll be also offering to our listeners about upcoming exciting opportunities being offered to our community. So Sarah Frank is a creative and radically authentic digital strategist with a passion for marketing and the heart of an entrepreneur. Love that. Sarah's Real Marketing Solutions has a unique ability to make complex concepts simple, breaking them into simple, manageable components that can be easily implemented to improve the bottom line of your business. In 2017 alone, Sarah and her top-notch team have helped more than 50 business owners discover the power of social media, unleashing unprecedented success via both one-on-one digital coaching and marketing strategy consulting. Once skills and strategies are in place, highly customized ongoing social media management is available, and more than 100 businesses have taken advantage of the company's highly acclaimed self-study programs as well. Wow. So the founder and CEO of Real Marketing Solutions, Sarah, is an acknowledged and social media expert, a sought-after speaker. She regularly speaks and teaches throughout the Pacific Northwest on a wide range of social media topics. So it is my pleasure to introduce you to Sarah. And Sarah, just give me 1 second here, as the unmuting did not occur for you here. All right, so it's my pleasure to introduce you to Sarah Frank. Take it away, Sarah.
Hello, ladies. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm sure Cindy will tell me if you can't. Thank you for having me today, and thank you for all that showed up the week before to Exceptional Connections, and to those who I'm just meeting on the call. I think we have somebody on the phone from Virginia today, and super excited to have all of you ladies here. So last time that I talked with you, which was 2 weeks ago on Tuesday, we were talking about really how to make social media work for your business. And we talked a lot about what types of content and pieces that you can put up and distribute to your following to help, you know, gain that awareness, educate your following, inspire your following, because we know if we do education, motivation, and inspiration, the next natural progression is selling without selling. So today what we're going to spend time talking about is really what do those content pieces look like? What types of things, where can you gain that inspiration for these content pieces? What does your following want to know from you? And how do you really figure that out? So that's what we're going to spend our time talking about today. I would encourage everyone to take out a piece of paper and a pen, because we're going to work through some of the activities that I do when I teach to create your own content strategy. So everybody, if you can, take out the pen and paper, and we'll go from there. So content that converts is really what we talked about, and really what that means is content that makes your following on social media want to take a next step with you. So how do we do that? And what do we need to know about our audience to create that type of content? So here are some examples of where I gain my inspiration from. And this is kind of activities that we talk to our clients about as well. So Think about in your industry five trends that are happening right now. So if you are in social media, I mean, things are always changing in social media. There's something new coming out about Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn. What are five things happening in your industry right now that you could educate your following on? Now, when I say educate your following on, as an expert in our industries, we oftentimes talk as the expert in our industry. And unfortunately, most of the time, what happens when we do that is we miss our ideal client because they don't really understand the expert part of what they need us for, but they do have a pain point that's happening in their life or in their business that we can help them with. So when you're thinking of these five trends, think about how experts in your industry explain them. You know, if I'm just saying the changes in Facebook, you know, I can talk all day long about Facebook advertising and pixels and remarketing and all of those things. But as a business owner that's trying to figure out your own social media, if I was talking on that level, I might be talking in a sense that doesn't make any sense for you. Okay, so really being relatable to what your ideal client is. So take a second and write out five trends that are happening in your business right now. And if you don't know of five trends, think of five influencers in your industry. So who are the five people that you follow in your industry to get information from, or five people you subscribe to, or five people you read books on? You know, if you're a coach, you might read Brené Brown, you might coach with Tony Robbins, you might, you know, who are those people that you gain information from? And I want you to think about what they share with their following and how they share it. Okay. Now, when you're writing out this content, when you're writing out these five influencers or five trends happening in your industry right now, take those ideas and think about what is a video tip that I could do for 1 minute. So if I know that Facebook advertising is getting ready to change, let me think about a video that I could share with my following that they would easily understand, that would make sense to them, and that they would find very informative. Okay, that's the example of this activity. And again, we're going to open this up for Q&A at the end. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't know what's trending in my industry, or there's nothing trending, or my industry doesn't change, you know, make sure you chime in at the end of this call, because we can find something in every industry. I promise you that. So don't walk away from this call without any takeaways, because that's the whole point of it. So write those out. And if you can't find those influencers, or you don't know, or you're thinking, well, I know who they are, but how do I know what they're sharing? Check their blogs, check their social media, check their websites, subscribe to a free offer of theirs. See what they're putting out to their following. Because I can tell you what, Tony Robbins spends a lot of money on advertising, but he also has a lot of people. He converts a lot of people through social media. So he's got to be saying something right. And now I'm not saying copy Tony Robbins. What I am saying, though, is that everybody that has an idea, we can look at, gain information from, and put our own spin on it. So I may not agree with everything that Amy Porterfield says as a social media expert, but there is a lot of stuff that I do agree on, and there's a lot of stuff that I have my own take on. And it is perfectly fine to take an idea that another expert has and spin it to your own authentic personality. As we also talked about, being authentic. All right. Now, when we talked about live video, we talked about, you know, the importance of having some video content and then some live video content. And a lot of people get stuck on, what do I do for live video? Like, what do people want to see me? Do they want to see me with someone else? What do they want to do? So I want you to think about topics that you could spend maybe five to 10 minutes on that you could share on live video. Now, you can take what we just talked about or the topics that you just wrote out and elaborate on those even further, or you could think about those topics again and then think about who could I bring on to do an interview with me on live to make it more dynamic so it's not just me, that supports my initiative, my industry, the work that I do. So a compliment to me would maybe be a web designer or a branding specialist or
sometimes a business coach. So those are people that I can highlight or bring on and do interviews with that people really want to hear from and share with my following, but also it gives me recognition with their following. Okay, so I want you to be thinking about these are content pieces that create a bigger buzz about you. And these are the informative pieces that usually people need to know, especially if they're strangers, in order to be able to want to, one, follow you, two, possibly do business with you, or three, learn more about you so that they can take a step to do business with you. Okay, now, if you thought of those and you have those written out, I want to think about, want you to think about what your top five clients, your top five clients that are your raving fans, that are the people that refer you on to everybody else. I know I have them, and I'm sure in your business you have them too. So think about those top five clients and think about what they say about you that makes it so easy for people to work with you. What is it that they say? Because typically what your top five clients are saying about you is relatable to your ideal client and what they need to hear about you, okay? Now, when I say that, I'm going to break that down a little bit more. What your top five clients are saying about you is relatable because they're not talking on an expert level. You've helped them, and you've helped their pain points, and therefore, when they communicate what you do for them, they normally are communicating those pain points that your ideal client needs to hear. Okay, so an example of this, I'm just going to say my business because it's at the top of my head right now. A lot of my clients will just be, I mean, she does everything online for me. I mean, you see what's on my Facebook? That's Sarah. You see what's on my Instagram? That's Sarah. She just makes it easy, and every client of mine says, ever since I've done it, people say they see me everywhere. So that's visibility, right? And I use that word visibility when I'm talking to all of my strategy sessions. I use it in my marketing piece. I use it in my daily social media, that word visibility, because that's what people are trying to figure out. How do I get more visible? How do people find me? Okay, so really think about your top testimonials, your top five people that have written testimonials for your business. What are they saying? How are they saying it? Write it out. Use those testimonials. Use those experiences. Use those customer experiences, your raving fans. Your raving fans are there to support your business. Let them. And use that in your social media strategies. All right. Now we talked about what your top five raving fans are saying about your business. Now I want you to break it down into what do people ask you in consultations or your one-on-one strategy sessions or, you know, a new client intake. What is their number one question or number one hurdle that you have to overcome to get them to do business with you? What does that look like? What do they need from you? What do they need to hear? Is it that you're going to save them time? Is it that you're going to save them money? Is it that you're going to make them more visible? What is that question or that hurdle? Now, some people tell me that money is the hurdle that they normally have to overcome, or it's mostly about price when they're talking to consultations or clients. So it's okay. It's okay to address price on your social media. Now, if you have a Facebook business page, you have the option of putting your services on there with prices. And it's not a bad thing. You can 100% do that. If price is something you have to overcome, sometimes it's better if people just see your price right when they go on your page. And if price is something you have to overcome, maybe you need to do a video that goes out on your social media and your email that explains the value of your service. Maybe people don't understand the value, and maybe those are ways or opportunities for you to create content pieces around them. All right. I feel like there's going to be some questions here. So I want to just keep writing them out as we go, and then we'll go back to these. And then I want you to talk about or think about your top five or three or even two. It doesn't matter. Your top five products and services that you sell. What do you sell the most of? What is the easiest thing for you to sell in your business, and why? Chances are that is a content piece that you will start with. If you can sell your e-course that's $97, it's the easiest thing to sell in your business, that's probably what you're going to sell first when it comes to social media, and probably part of the sales funnel you need to build as a sequence to work with you one-on-one. So think about that. What are your top services? What do you get hired for the most? Because these are all things that you can create content around and education around that you can then share and post on your social media and use in your email marketing. Okay, now, we're not just talking social media. You heard me just say email marketing as well. Email marketing is a huge piece of social media, okay? It's part of the biggest piece of the sales funnel, at which we are going to be talking about in January. You all know that we're doing the masterclass in January, and that is all focused on one, content, which we'll be talking more about, and then two, it's going to be focused on the social media sales funnel and how to build that. So let me give you an example of the social media sales funnel and how it works. All right. Typically on social media, to gain a following, you offer something for free. So we call it your irresistible free offer. This is a content piece that people either, one, you post on your page and do ads around that people get for free, or it's something that you ask for in exchange for information about your clients. So what happens is, say I want to give away this content that converts freebie. It's a download that you can take with you or download and work through at your own time. I might set that up on a landing page and have a landing page where you download that, and then this is where email marketing becomes hugely important. Then after you download, I'm going to stay in touch with you for 2 weeks down the road. So I'm going to send you something every 3 days for the next 2 weeks, and it's all automated, and it's all done through email. It's not done through social media. Okay. And my whole goal in that is I gave you a free piece, I might give you another free piece, I might give you another free piece, but on some level, on some point in that sequence that I send out to you, I'm going to sell to you. I'm going to tell you about the products and programs, usually the ones that sell the best, that I want you to know about and I want to fill or sell. Okay, so email becomes increasingly important in terms of selling when you integrate it in with social media. And we're going to be talking a lot more about that in January on the funnel. We'll be talking about really the awareness piece of the funnel, how to build awareness that then leads to a lead for your business, a lead to a paying client for your business, and then a client to a raving fan, because we need all of them, and we can do them all through social media if done right. Okay. Now, before we end or open up for Q&A, I'm going to share with you some of my favorite places to create content. So, you know, you have content that's just kind of your day-to-day, your motivational Mondays or your Tuesday tips or whatever they are. And if you're creating graphics, a great place to create graphics for free or images for social media for free is Canva.com. I am not a designer. I have designers that work for me, but on the day-to-day, I am not a designer. And I do a lot of design through Canva on my own. And any business owner can do it themselves. They have free templates that you can use and put text over. You can upload your own photos and imagery and use it that way as well and put text over that and download in the right format and right pixels to use on your social media. So Canva.com is a great resource. For video editing, if you have an iPhone, I love the app Splice. It's super easy to take a video on your phone and then edit it in Splice. So you can trim it, you can cut out certain sections of it, you can add graphics to it using Splice, and then you can upload it to your social media directly from there. You can save it to your phone, you can send it to your YouTube channel. You can do a lot of things with it. YouTube. YouTube is one of my favorite video platforms because it does give you the access to or the ability to SEO your videos. So SEO is search engine optimization. So this mostly people relate SEO to your website. When someone goes in to Google and puts your name in there and looks for you, or your company, you want your website to pop up first. Now, in order for that to happen, one, you have to have time on your website. You have to have keywords in your website. There's a lot that has to happen. It doesn't happen overnight. It's just the reality of it. Anybody that tells you it does is lying. So what happens with SEO is there's a way on YouTube that you can SEO your videos, which means you put in your keywords and you put in tags for your videos, so tags that you want to be pulled up by. So if you go into YouTube and you Google Real Marketing Solutions or Sarah Frank Real Marketing Solutions, my YouTube videos may pull up before my website does. Okay, so YouTube is a really powerful source when it comes to video content. And not always do I share my content from YouTube, but it's a great, even if you don't upload or share from YouTube to Facebook, you actually upload the video itself, you're going to get a lot of exposure just by having those videos on YouTube and having a full description and keywords tagged into them. So these are all content resources. If you need more resources, you can always call me. I don't have a good video app for the Android yet because I don't have an Android phone, but I will find one, trust me, and I will get it over to Cindy so she can share it with you. Other ideas for content and showing up. If you don't have a blog, I would definitely recommend having a blog on your website. You can share that blog to your social media channels. You can do pretty much anything with that blog, but it's really important to have a blog. And again, this is for search engine optimization or SEO, super important. Blog length typically as a tip is 300 to 400 characters. Anything more, sometimes they penalize you, which seems crazy. But there's also options to tag and categorize your blog posts. So just like I told you with YouTube, you have the option to tag your posts. You'll also have the option to tag your blog as well. So if you're not blogging, hire somebody to help you blog or start blogging at least once a month. But if you can do once a week, that always works great as well. All right. So now we are going to talk just real briefly on more on content strategy, but real briefly on how to leverage popular days. Like, this is a common question that we get, the hashtag. So you have the hashtag Motivational Monday or Mindset Monday or Marketing Monday, Tuesday Tips. Do you use those? A lot of people ask this question, you know, how do you make them work for you? So you don't necessarily have to use the hashtag for that day, but the popular hashtags give you good insights into what people are doing and what they want to know, but they also give you ideas of what you could do for content. So if you have your Motivational Monday or Mindset Monday, you know, that could be a meme, or that if you're a coach, that could be a video tip from you. And you just kind of create your content around that strategy. You don't necessarily have to call your content on social media that specific thing, but it can give you some ideas and inspiration. So I'm going to share with you some of the ones that we use for our clients and when we're coaching. So Mindset Monday, Motivational Monday, I've already mentioned. We have Mortgage Monday or Market Monday, Marketing Monday, Mindset Monday, Money Monday. There is a million different things you can do with Monday that you can create your own. So think about that in your business. What could I do to be unique in my business that pertains to what you want to talk about? And then you can create content pieces around it. Tuesday Tip, Travel Tuesday, Tuesday Thought. Let's see. There's so many I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday, Women Wednesday. You could do so many different things. They say Women Crush Wednesday. That's the top one. But you could take that piece and really make it about highlighting other women in business. You can do a lot of things with that. Wellness, if you're a coach, you can make food tips or self-care tips. whatever you want to do. So think about those as you're creating this content strategy. And if you need help, you can always reach out to me as well. But what's trending? What do people want to hear? What are people doing online? And then take it and create your own out of it. So for Thursday, there's Thursday Thought. You can do a Thursday Tip. You can do I'm missing it off the top of my head right now, and I can't seem to think about them. Or Friday, Fun Fact Friday, Fact Friday, Fabulous Friday, Follow Friday, all kinds of things. Saturday, Self-Care Saturday, Small Business Saturday, Selfie Saturday, any of that. So an idea for Selfie Saturday is taking a picture of you and your clients when you're meeting. You can use that as a content piece for Saturday. There's all different kinds of ideas. So right now we're going to open it up so that you guys can ask some questions about, you know, anything that we just talked about or what you're stuck on in your business so that I can help you.
Wow. Thank you, Sarah, for serving up so much value. Gosh, lots of wonderful tips and amazing insights that, you know, for helping us to create content strategy for social media. Awesome.
Yeah.
I especially love the idea to identify and leverage your raving fans. That's, you know, to me, that's so important. And it really feels like you took us up 10,000 miles with an amazing vantage point to survey our businesses. So thank you so much for that, Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the raving fans and, you know, creating the leads is all stuff that we're going to talk about in January at the workshop. So if you're thinking, yeah, that's where I want to be, but I'm not there yet, don't worry. We're going to do it.
All right. Well, thank you again. So at this point, we'll go ahead and open it up for anybody who has any questions. And if you have any ambient noise behind you, please do go ahead and mute yourself. But I've opened up the lines to everybody at this point. So feel free to ask your questions, and let's have a little roll up our sleeves and have a little discussion with Sarah here.
Sarah, Bobby Dupre here.
Bobby.
Hi. Is there anything really original out there? I mean, I feel like when I'm posting things, I'm usurping other people's knowledge. Is that okay?
So now elaborate. Are you just sharing other people's knowledge?
Well, I would take their knowledge and, you know, create something around it. You know, I'm in the industry of, you know, think, create, become, you know, that kind of coaching. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there from different authors and whatever that might stimulate people to think about that.
So Bobby, what I would recommend for you if you're using, I mean, a lot of my content comes from other people's ideas as well, but I repurpose it and make it my own. So I always put my own unique spin on it. So this is what I like to tell people about sharing other people's comments on their business pages or their posts. It's okay to do that once in a while, but if all of your content is coming from somebody else, you're doing yourself a disservice because it's highlighting them as the expert and not you, okay? So what I'd rather see you do is if you're following a coach and you're sharing that content, what I'd rather see you do is listen to what they say, but then put the Bobby spin on it that your clients would want to hear and create your own content piece, whether it's a video or a meme or a photo and, just text that goes with it that's a thought. Make it yours. Somehow try to make it yours so that it's highlighting you as the expert and not them.
Okay.
Does that
Thank
make
you.
Sense?
Oh, yeah.
Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to learn a lot more about that in the course that you purchased, too. So, you know, once you dive into Module 2 on the Facebook course, you're really going to work on your content strategy. So I would encourage you to do that. And then we'll also talk about that more at the January event.
Yeah, looking forward to it, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody else have a question for Sarah? So she covered so many great tips. I love all the Mindset Monday, Marketing Monday. I mean, I love just all the great opportunities and to be able to reach out to people on a consistent basis and give us a structure, Sarah.
Yeah.
So I do have a question for the group too. How many of you are utilizing video or having or want to utilize video? Let's start with this. How many of you want to utilize video but are having some sort of hurdle getting over it?
Me.
Bobby.
Yes. Me.
Bobby.
Gail.
Gail. Okay, Danny. Let's be real. Yes, everybody. Okay.
Yep.
So this is a little activity. Everything that what I just told you to write down as you're doing this, here's what I'd like to tell you to do on video to get over it. First of all, a lot of people, it takes a long time to get over it. It doesn't happen overnight. When I first started my business, I did video tips every week, and they were the most painful thing I ever did in my life. And sometimes they're still kind of painful. So don't beat yourself up. Everybody that does video feels the exact same way. And that's the first thing you have to remember about video is that nobody's a professional at this. We all start somewhere and we all usually stink when we start. So just get over that now. And then what I'd like you to do is as you're like writing out these ideas that you have or what we just kind of covered, think about, write it down into like three main points that you want to share. Because if you're prepared going into the video, it makes it a lot easier. Typically when people are winging it or if they have too much that they want to say, they really struggle with video. So break it down into three little nuggets or even one nugget that you want to share, one basic nugget. Because remember, we don't want these videos to be 10 minutes in length. We want them to be 1 to 3 minutes max, but 1 to 2 is kind of where we want you to be. So this is not something you're just going to have to ramble on about forever. This is short. So make sure you're prepared for it. Write it out. And I think the biggest thing with video is you really have to be in the mood to do it. Don't force yourself to do it if you're not feeling it. Try and allow in your calendar some creative time. So whatever makes you creative. For me, it's when I go out and I'm outside and I'm walking or going on a run and I don't have any earphones in. I get really creative and I get a lot of my ideas for content that I'm going to give to my following during that time. So figure out what your time is and schedule that time. Allow yourself that time and then you'll come home and it'll be so easy to record a video that you'll be like, why, man, I wish I would have done this before. But you got to allow yourself the space and the mind freeing to be able to create. Because if we do it in a stressful environment, like I have to have this done by 7 a.m. or it's got to be there, it doesn't work. So you're going to want to do it, block out a day, and probably record all of your video for the month if you're going to do 4 video tips a week that day when you're in that creative zone. Okay, another thing with video tips is you have to get a good video stand. Okay, you cannot be fiddling around with it on your iPhone and holding your iPhone while you're doing video. You can do a little bit of that, but I don't want that to be every one of your videos. So get a good stand off Amazon. There's one that I always use, and I'll give you the name of it. It's YUNTENG. And if you just go into Amazon and put that in, your video stand will pop up. It's $17.99. It comes with a remote. It adjusts to multiple lengths. Get yourself a good video stand to have in front of you because if you're fiddling around with your phone, it's just going to make you more anxious if you're already anxious. And then don't do your first video experience as a live experience. If you have not done any video, I would recommend that you pre-record some videos, get comfortable with video first, and do it that way versus just doing your first video as a live. That's probably not going to turn out the way you want it to. It's probably going to make your anxiety of video even bigger. So try not to do it that way. You know, get a month of video content under your belt, feel more confident about it, and then try a live video. The other thing with video, this is kind of a cool secret. When you make a mistake in your recording, just pause and then start over. Don't start the video over. Just pause, regain yourself, regain your thoughts, and then start again. That way, your video editing process becomes a lot shorter. Because if we're starting and stopping the video recording, we'll have 4,000 videos on our phone and nothing that we even like. So if I start a video and I say, hi, my name's Sarah Frink, whoops. What do? I don't stop the recording. I pause. I take a deep breath.
I smile again, and I move on from there. And then that way I can just go edit that clip, that first clip out, and it's super easy to do.
Sarah, what was the name of that app for the iPhone you said?
Yeah, it's called Splice, S-P-L-I-C-E.
Okay, thank you.
It's awesome. You can add graphics, still images, music. They have royalty-free music on it if you want it. But most of all, I use it because I can trim down my video really quick on my phone right after I do it, and it's done.
Mm.
And what did you say about the video holder or the phone holder?
The video stand. So, yeah, it's for your iPhone, and it's called Yun Teng from Amazon. And I've tried a million different stands, but this is the one that I use in my day-to-day. And so it's Yun Teng. And if you just go put it in an Amazon search and put $17.99 next to it, it'll pop it up, and that's the one I would recommend.
Now, is that okay for Samsung also?
Yeah, it adjusts for multiple phones.
Okay,
right.
Great.
Yeah, you can do this with an Android as well. And again, I've used several stands, and that's just the easiest and the best for what you're trying to do.
So what if you don't really like the way you look?
Get over it.
I just like some of my clients first, right?
Yeah, you know, you're going to have to get over that. I look goofy most of the time, and you know what? Now I don't care. It used to be hard for me in the beginning, but now I just really don't care because that's what my following wants to see, you know? And if you make a mistake and you can laugh it off, that's sometimes the funniest thing to do and gets the most engagement. So try not to take yourself too seriously. The number one thing with video is just remember to smile. If we are looking weird or like frumpy in our face, like that's not inviting to anybody. Like always remember, no matter what's happening, to smile, because that's what invites people to want to learn more.
Well, maybe I'll wear a ski mask.
Hey, you know what? Wear a wig. Wear something goofy. Wear something that's going to get somebody's attention. I mean, you'll probably get the best engagement on your videos if you're just being funny and yourself. And that's the other thing is be yourself, because guess what? If we try and be too staged or too propped up or too stiff in our videos, people aren't going to engage with them. They're not going to feel the sincerity coming from us. So some of the best videos that get watched are the most outrageous and the funniest. So just try not to take yourself too seriously or be too concerned about those types of things. And honestly, you just have to get over it.
Yeah. I'm going to have a little sign that says, just get over me.
Just get over it. Put it on your computer right in front of you when you're recording it. Just get over it. Get over yourself. Put something on there, and then that way when you look down or you're being hard on yourself, you just have to remember, got to get over it.
Okay.
I love it. Well, Sarah,
go ahead, Gail, sorry.
I was just going to say that I love the five things that you talked about in the beginning, and, you know, I just never – blogging is a extremely difficult thing coming up with content for me.
Mm-hmm.
And just you know, I never even thought about from the perspective of looking at others and, you know, the content in which they're blogging and how they're doing it and, you know, why is it that they're getting, you know, thousands of viewers and
yeah.
So, the thing is,
I didn't become an expert by myself. I became because I learned from other people, right? So if we can use what that is and how we're learning and you know, the basis of which people need to know, or the stuff that they need to know from us, it works. It's that educate, motivate, and inspire combo that you need to be successful in your content.
Yeah, sometimes we get so wrapped up in ourselves and things that we think we can't do, and you know, you just got to take a breath and just
look at what other people are doing and just
well,
like
and the reality
said,
of it
make
is
it your
as
own.
As an expert, we just talk on this level that nobody understands. I mean, I deal with this in a marketing message with my clients all the time. They talk up here because they're intelligent and intellectual people. But the reality of it is the people that they're serving, they don't understand that. They don't understand that. They know they understand their pain point of why they need you, and you have to speak to that pain point. If we talk up here on the expert level, it becomes, I mean, we just go right through them. Like, it's like they're looking at a ghost. They don't even see you because they don't understand what you're talking about. But when we start going to that level, one, it becomes extremely or much more easier to create content, because we're not trying to be like this, you know, in expert mode or like my experts are looking at me. No, your ideal clients are looking at you. So if you just talk to them, content becomes so much easier. And break it down. Don't share too much at one point in time because people can't take that in. So my ideal clients, I know time, money, and visibility is their issue. They don't know anything about social media, right? I mean, my ideal client, well, our social media management clients, all they know is they don't have the time to do it, and they know they need to be doing it. So if I go in and start talking about remarketing and integrating it into your website and ads and all of this, it's going to blow their mind away.
Over their head.
It's probably going to paralyze them to make a decision with me. So I don't do that. And the same thing goes in connecting with your audience on social media. You really, really, if the worst thing to say is dumb it down, but it's super important that you do, because when you do, your message is going to become a lot more easy to create, and it's going to resonate with more people.
Awesome.
And ultimately, we're not trying to impress the experts. We're trying to impress our ideal clients. So that's who we need to be talking to.
Yeah. Well, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad you got a good takeaway from that. Anybody else have any questions?
Well, Sarah, I just want to chime in. This is Cindy. So your focus on videos, doing videos, and just having more visibility is so timely right now. For me, for our speakers, and it sounds like for a lot of people on the call today as well, and what I keep hearing the experts like you and Dr. Robin say is we do need to get over ourselves. And and that seems to be the number one hurdle, because we all have, you know, content that we're passionate about. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on this call. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in business, right?
And we all have a message that the world needs to hear. We just have to deliver it in a way in which they can hear it.
Right.
It's so important, and reality is just video is that way right now, because our attention spans, and I don't see this changing, and I see it getting worse, are so small that we only have that big, you know, 5 to 7 seconds to get somebody's attention.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, Cindy, I'm gonna get if you started it by singing, you would just, would have people right there. Guarantee it.
I'm going to get a great.
But they would turn me off.
You wouldn't like the singing, Bobby?
I said, if I sang, they would turn me off.
Oh. Well, it's interesting that you say that, Sarah. For me, it's, you know, it's been quite a journey just discovering that. But for me, the singing takes me out of my perfectionism and allows me to be, I guess, my authentic self. And then I can go from there. So it's an interesting dynamic. And I really recommend everybody to find their sweet spot. And the question really that came to me, and I'm at a tipping point right now, because I know I need to do videos. I know I need to get over myself. And yet I'm not doing them. And so I'm even bringing on speakers that are, you know, encouraging us all so that we can take things to the next level. I'm hearing this timeline, Sarah, maybe you could speak to it. I'm hearing like 2020, like that's the tipping point for videos. Like right now, we, and maybe it's a shorter window, But right now we have an opportunity to really experiment, get confident, get ourselves out there, because the market's going to shift. And if we don't get on the bandwagon, we're going to be behind the curve.
We're going to miss it.
We're going to miss
it. Yeah.
Right. Can you speak to that, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, my firm belief is that it's like now, right now.
It's already happening.
Yeah, just because, you know, you're seeing as these platforms become more popular, you're seeing that advertisers are spending more money on them, which, you know, directly impacts our engagement numbers, our organic engagement numbers. So, you know, specifically this holiday season, if anybody's tried to run a Facebook ad, you'll notice that the price is probably, I don't know, they've quadrupled on some and during some time slots, because there's so much competition here. And in order to break through the competition, you have to be engaging. You have to have something that engages your audience. Otherwise, your content's not going to go anywhere. And I really feel like video is that right now. I don't even know in 2020 if video will be a thing. I mean, they'll have something else going on that I don't even know what that could possibly be. I'm sure I'm going to find out. But
I know what it's going to be.
What is it going to be?
What?
It's going to be holograms like Princess Leia coming into your house.
Could be. No. Could be. It's gonna be weird, whatever it is, for what we've all been brought up in, for sure. But it's just really important to get on board with technology, not just social media, but technology right now. And if you feel overwhelmed by it and you plan on being in business for the next 10 to 15 years, then you need to hire some help to get on board. I mean, I hire help for the stuff that I'm not good at, the back end, the organizing, the servers, all of those things I'm not an expert at. I'm terrible at. It's my backseat work. So I hire people to help me with that because I know it's going to be super important in a year or 2 years from now. And if I don't do that, I'm just setting myself up to be behind. And once you get too far behind, it gets really hard to get caught up.
Right.
So if I can encourage you, all of you, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed with it, if you're feeling like, man, I don't even know where to start, but I know I need to do it. I know it's essential for my business. You know, get some help. Schedule a consultation with myself. I offer a 30-minute consultation free to everybody. But let's get you some help. Let's get you on the right track, because it's not going to change. It's not going to get less frustrating or less hard than it is now. It's going to get more. So we have to be able to adapt to those things.
Awesome. Any last request for question? Anybody have last question before we wrap up here?
And just a comment, that's my new goal for 2018, is to do a video.
Good. Will you send me your first video?
Yes.
Good. Send me a link to it. It's sarah@realmarketingsolutions.net. I want to see it.
All right.
And I'll be the first person to comment on it, I promise.
Okay. I'll be the second, Gail.
All right. Well, I hope I see you all at the January event. Again, you're going to get a lot more work on content during that event or that day. And, you know, we have enough time that we can start slow and work our way up to big stuff. So you will have a ton of takeaways that day, and I'm super excited to be able to spend the afternoon with you.
So I'm going to go ahead and just read the little bio about that event, if that's okay.
Yep.
So first of all, thank you for everyone who chimed in and asked questions. For those of you on the line, I'm just going to finish up with some more information about the deeper dive opportunity on Thursday, January 28th. Chance to experience firsthand Sarah's two-hour skills shop, Create Your Social Media Sales Funnel. Super excited about that. So Sarah's going to help us gain a deeper understanding of buyers' behavior on social media and the type of content that advances clients through the different stages of the social media sales funnel. So she's going to help us to identify how to create strategy to convert strangers to followers, followers to leads, leads to paying clients, and raving fans, as she mentioned in our talk today. And some of the takeaways are learn how to attract qualified leads, understand how to target your ideal clients, super important, generate content that moves clients through the stages of the sales funnel, and learn digital marketing trends for 2018. So as you can see, Sarah has a ton of content and information for us. And it's not too late to grab your seat to the first quarter event at the special bonus call rate. If you do so by this evening, November 28th at 9 p.m., if you're having any challenges with that, just contact me, Cindy, at cindyodady.com, or go register at ecn-educational-series-jan.eventbrite.com. And anything more on that, Sarah, before we... Anything else you want to add?
No,
I think you nailed it.
What is the special rate?
Special rate is $77 if you register by today.
Okay.
Is that Bobby?
Who else?
Yep,
Bobby, you better be
Bobby,
there.
You're registered, Bobby.
I'm going to use you as my example in class, so you better be there.
What do you mean? Your example.
I'm just kidding.
I'm bringing my little dolls so I can talk about the village that people are raised in. My little dolls.
I love it.
Show and tell. I'm registered. Is that right?
Yes, Bobby, you're registered. We got a seat. We reserved a seat for you. You're in the inside crowd there. And then also, anybody who's on the, you know, kind of on the bubble about this, there is 2 clock hours that'll take you on to the next achievement level, and we've got 4 people who are going to be rank advancing, if you will, to join us as exceptional connectors. So that's super exciting as well. So, Sarah, is there anything else you want to add?
No, just happy holidays to all of you and happy new year. I mean, I'm looking forward to 2018. I hope all of you are. It's going to be a big year. So, I'm excited for all of you and can't wait to see your social media. Please add me on your social media as well. So Sarah Frink, F-R-I-N-K, friend request me so I can see your business pages and help support you as well.
So Sarah, one last question. Is there
Give
us the best way that if somebody wants to work with you, how they can engage with you right now, if they, you know, before January.
So, yeah, if you're interested in social media management or one of our online courses, we also have a membership only. I would just invite you to come over to our website at realmarketingsolutions.net. There's a schedule button at the top, and you can request a 30-minute consultation with myself. That's free of charge, and you know that gives us time for me to learn more about your business. I'll have you fill out a questionnaire ahead of time so that we can get you the right help and support and services, or at least recommend them to you to get you started. So that's www.realmarketingsolutions.net, and just hit the schedule button at the top.
Awesome. Okay. So thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and passion and expertise with all of us today on this November bonus call, and really appreciate you a lot, and that we're excited about the skill shop you're going to be offering for our community in January as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So our December Exceptional Connections featured speaker is Marcel Allen, and Marcel will be sharing about how to support your colleagues and syndicate content through social media for increased visibility. So as you can see, there's a little bit of a theme going on here by the end of the year with Dr. Robin McCalla from Salem, Oregon, and Sarah and Marcel. So I just felt like this is information and encouragement that we need in our community to take our businesses to the next level, and so excited to be able to offer that to all of you. So have a wonderful afternoon, and signing off here. Everybody want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys for joining us today. May the Thanksgiving spirit continue. All right, take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.